The Word of God is the foundation for successful living. Get the Word of God in you and be transformed by the power-packed teaching from the Senior Pastor, Faith Tabernacle, Ota, Dr. David Oyedepo.
When the Passover blood was introduced, the age-long bandage of Israel was broken. Everything holding you bound in any form shall not escape the power of the blood tonight. If that is your portion, let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and please be seated. Come down into the ark. And we share part 3 in this series tonight. Come down into the ark. Zechariah chapter 9. Zechariah 9, and we read from verse 9 beginning. And it's a prophetic picture of Christ here. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. You remember the one that rode on the ass? What's his name? And now we call down the chariot from Ephraim, and the horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace unto the heathen, and his dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from the river even to the ends of the earth. Now verse 11. As for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent for thy prisoners out of the pit wherein is no water. Turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto you. Today God is sending every prisoner here out of the pit wherein is no water. Everyone kept in prison by the devil, God is setting them free tonight in the name of Jesus. And he said, as for thee also, talking about the rider of the horse, the rider of the ass, by the blood of thy covenant, I, God, have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit where there is no water. Then he turned to us, turn ye to your stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto you. The blood covenant is God's rescue instrument for the saints. The blood covenant. As for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth your prisoners out of the pit wherein is no water. Turn ye to your strongholds, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto you. Everyone that hearing the sound of my voice today, and you believe the word of God, whatever you have suffered in the prison of the enemy, you are getting double back this morning. You are getting double back this morning in the name of Jesus. You are getting double back in the name of Jesus. The blood covenant is God's rescue weapon for the church. It is God's last card for the rescue of his people. And we saw that in the land of Egypt. When God introduced the blood, the gods of Egypt could not stand it. Now I want you to know it was not Pharaoh that kept them there. They were the gods of Egypt. Who kept them there? There was no normal person who suffered what Pharaoh suffered and still allowed, and still kept on. The gods of Egypt were on him. They sat on his neck and said, don't let them go. But when the blood came, God executed judgment against all the gods of Egypt. They gave up. All the gods of Egypt tampering with any aspect of your life, they have no choice but give up this morning. They have no choice but give up this morning. The gods of Egypt must give up on your head this morning. They must give up on your business this morning. They must give up on your marriage this morning. They must give up on your fruitfulness this morning. They must give up on your finances this morning. In the name of Jesus. That's what happened. He said, I will do one more thing, and Pharaoh will let you go. Everybody say, one more thing. Exodus chapter 11. Thank you, Jesus. One more thing. Exodus chapter 11. And the Lord said, yet will I bring one plague more upon Pharaoh. Ever say one more plague. And upon Egypt. And afterwards he will let you go hence. And when he shall let you go, he shall surely thrust thee out thence altogether. One, I will bring one more. I have one more. My last joker. When I bring it up, no resistance. No resistance. That is my nuclear power. When I introduce that one, everything goes down. I will bring one more plague, and after that he will let you go, and in fact he will throw you out. You'll be too dangerous for him to keep you there anymore. One more thing, one more thing. This one thing that God is doing this morning is marking the end of every harassment of the devil in your life. In the course of this session, there will be instant deliverances. Things that came into this service with you, you'll find them just disappear right there. Growth will disappear instantly. Cancer will dissolve instantly. Every attack of the enemy on your life will disappear as if they never existed. He said, yet I will bring one plague more upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt, and afterwards he will let you go. Go hence. And when he shall let you go, he will surely thrust you out hence altogether. It will be in a hurry to let you go. After this ministration, you are going out with speed. Everything sitting on your marital destiny must give up. Everything sitting on your business must give up. Everything sitting on your children must give up. Everything sitting on your family must give up. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And chapter 12 of Exodus. He said, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night. Are you there? Exodus 12:12. And we smite all the firstborn of the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, what happens? I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Can I hear your loudest amen? The blood shall be a token upon the houses where ye are. You know, you are a spirit. You live, you have a soul, and you live in a body. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 9, he said, ye are God's building. Ye are God's building. So you are living in a house. And when the Passover blood was introduced, it was sprinkled upon the houses. And it shall be a token upon your houses. You sprinkle it on the lintel. Praise the Lord. It is the mark of exemption. In this economic calamity that has befallen the world, you'll be gloriously exempted. This plague shall not be upon you. It shall not be upon your family. It shall not be upon your business. It shall not be upon your marriage. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Now please understand the blood covenant. It's a threefold covenant. There is the blood we plead in prayers. There is the blood we take by communion. And there is the blood we take cover under by sprinkling. Amen. The sprinkling is the covering. Amen. The communion is the strength. And the pleading is your step for victory in the battles of life. Now listen to this. We are all very conversant with the blood in prayers. Now the church has become conversant with the blood in communion. It wasn't that easy. Somebody gave a testimony in the Bible school. He said in their church, they took communion once a year. So when he went and told the husband that they took communion, the husband was very upset. He said, it's only once a year. You took it? Be careful. Praise the Lord. When we started, when the Lord opened me up to the ministry of the communion, which I caught in 1977, and when the ministry began and we introduced this ministry to the church, it was too scary. In fact, in Kaduna, people used to say, they take blood in that church. They take blood in that church. Be careful. They take blood there. Now it has become common, isn't it? Every church of Christ in this land freely serves the communion. Amen? And then we talk about the blood of sprinkling. That is weighed to many people. What is this all about? Now quickly, I'll show you what it is. What is this blood of sprinkling? Now God introduced the Passover blood in Exodus chapter 12. And among other things, he said, shall be an ordinance to thee and to thy generations forever. Look at verse 25. Okay, let's start from verse 21. Quickly. Exodus 12 and verse 21. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover. Now, and ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it into the blood that is in the basin and strike the lintel and the two sides post with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out in the door of his house until the morning. Now, and he went on and said here, for the Lord will pass, verse 23, through the land and smite the Egyptians. The Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons. For how long? And it shall come to pass that when ye be come to the land when the Lord shall give you, according as he has promised, that ye shall keep this service. It is a forever ordinance. Can I hear your amen? Amen. And it is to keep the destroyer at bay. To keep what? The Passover blood is packaged to keep the destroyer at bay. To keep the enemy off your territory. After the blood of sprinkling tonight, your enemy shall be kept far away from your habitation. Now look at 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7 to see the New Testament interpretation of it. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. He said, purge out therefore the old leaven, that it may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Is, not was, is. So the Passover blood is in the present continuous tense. Is sacrificed for us. The Passover blood is to keep the destroyer off your territory. And what a time to come under it. Can I hear your amen? What a time to come under it. So the Passover is not an Old Testament phenomenon. Christ came and the Holy Ghost defined him as our Passover lamb. The Passover lamb is not for drinking, it's for sprinkling. And it's for sprinkling over your houses. The houses where ye dwell. This tabernacle is the body where the real you dwells. So when you are sprinkled, it becomes a token upon your head. So that the destroyer will not come into you to destroy you. Can I hear your amen? Can I hear your amen? And then back in the Old Testament, we saw in chapter 24 of Exodus and verse 6 to 8, that Moses, by God's commandment, sprinkled the people. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins. And half of the blood is sprinkled on the altar. Then verse 7. He took the book of the covenant and read to the audience of the people. And they said, all that the Lord said, we will obey, we will do. And then verse 8. He said, and Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people. He sprinkled it on who? On the people, and said, behold, the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you concerning all those, all these words, the words of the Lord. He sprinkled the people. He said, behold, this is the blood of the covenant that sets a seal on what God has been speaking to you. Can I hear your amen? As this blood is sprinkled tonight, hear this. Every word of the Lord concerning you will be coming to pass very swiftly.
Amen.
It is the blood of exemption. The evils of the hour will not come near your dwelling.
Amen.
When there's a casting down, you shall say, there's a lifting up. So from scriptural interpretations, you are God's building. From the ministry of Moses, people are sprinkled as a seal of the covenant. And God has committed himself to exempt you from the reach of the destroyer. So the destroyer will not come near you. The economic destruction that is on the earth today, your family will not know it. This blood will set you apart for honor and for dignity. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Let me hear your loudest amen. The blood of the covenant. Let's read from Hebrews chapter 7, chapter 9. Hebrews 9, as we get ready to partake of these blessings of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews chapter 9. For where a testament is, verse 16, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is of force after men are dead. Otherwise it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth. Whereon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and goats and water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book and all the people. Another reference. Both the book and all the people. So the blood of the New Testament is also for sprinkling. That's the implication. Can I hear your amen? After Jesus is departed, then his blood becomes available for sprinkling, bringing into force all that he has died for. And hear this, the end has come finally to your struggles. After this blood of sprinkling, everything that causes sorrow in your heart will be wiped off once and for all. Every hand of the wicked one, you see them no more again forever. You see them no more again forever. Now you see, God's word is only fulfilled on the basis of your faith. What you don't believe, you are not empowered to become. As many as believed them, to them gave you power to become the sons of God. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Romans 1:16. John 1:12. So it is your faith that determines the profit you derive from the word of God. Hear this tonight. The gods of Egypt could not stop the blood from having its way. So the gods of Nigeria will not be able to stop the blood from having its way in your life. The gods of Africa, the wicked forces of Africa, will not be able to resist the blood having its way in your life. The witches and wizards will not be able to resist the blood having its way in your life. Every gang up of hell must give up at the instance of the blood in your life. So as the blood is sprinkled tonight, your destiny is released. How many believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. 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 As the blood was sprinkled, the destiny of Israel was released from Egypt. As the blood is sprinkled today, your destiny is released from the hand of those holding you down. As the blood is sprinkled today, the end comes finally to all the struggles in your life. Rise up to your feet, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up those two hands and begin to celebrate the efficacy of the blood. 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 Begin to celebrate the efficacy of the blood over your life, over your family, over your affairs. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible said, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. How many believe that statement is true? That's talking about the devil. That's not talking about demons. They overcame him. Because that is God's last card. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Whatever devil is responsible for any evil around your life, the end has finally come. Your victory has finally come. Tonight is the night you have long been waiting for. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now hear this. The blood is a weapon of instant response. Instant response. The Bible said that same night. Everybody say that same night. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years. Even the same day, it came to pass that all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. Exodus 12:41. Same day. I'm glad to let you know your case is not passing this hour. That same day. It came to pass. That same day. And he said, and It is a night to be much observed unto the Lord for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord to be observed for the children of Israel. This is a night we live to remember. The blood is a weapon of instant intervention. Everybody say instant intervention. The blood is a weapon of instant intervention. Now he said in that prophecy, he said, even today do I declare, the day you turn to the blood covenant is the day you are rescued. Even this hour do I declare, anything you don't want in your life, you won't see them again. That is one of the spiritual forces that operate in Zion. He said, you have come to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. That's why I said there is deliverance upon Mount Zion. For they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of... The blood is a weapon of instant intervention. Tonight, this morning, is an hour of instant intervention for you. Every spiritual captivity, every social captivity, every physical captivity, every intellectual captivity, every financial captivity, is turning them around in your favor this hour. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It came to pass the same day that the host of Israel, 3 million people, walked into liberty by one weapon. So God doesn't have problem setting everybody here free. So all your spiritual captivities, the things that don't make your Christian testimony shine forth, they are off this morning forever. All your career captivities that makes you go up and down, every day is ended this morning in the name of Jesus. All your marital captivities that makes your home like a hell on the earth, the devil's responsible, they give up on you this morning in the name of Jesus. By the blood of the, by the blood covenant, you are coming out of your prison houses this morning. You believe that? Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. It came to pass that same day, the blood covenant prevailed. The Passover mystery prevailed. That is prevailing on your behalf this hour. Lift up those two hands and bless the name of the Lord. Judgment against all the gods of Egypt tonight. There is judgment against all the gods of Egypt tonight. There is judgment against all the gods of Egypt tonight. There is judgment against Pharaoh and all the gods of Egypt tonight. Every hold of the wicked one on your life is broken tonight. The blood is picking your liberty. It's picking up your destiny tonight. Your captivity is ending tonight. Celebrate Jesus. Prophesy over your life. It's a new day. Prophesy your rescue tonight. In Jesus' precious name. Let tonight be a night to be remembered by everyone. Lord, I pray that this blood shall be a seal of exemption in this hour of crisis. Everyone under this blood covering tonight, evil shall not have an inroad into your life. Whatever you desire in your heart, the God of heaven will cause it to happen in your hand. I pray that this night shall be a night of a memorial in your life. Every hold of the wicked one on your life, the same way the gods of Egypt gave up, every god of the land that is holding down your destiny in any form, I decree that they give up by the instance of the blood. At the instance of the blood, your rescue is established tonight. He said, even today do I declare I will render double. So for whatever you may have lost to the wickedness of the wicked, I decree the resurrection of double for you. Every womb that is shot by the wicked, as this blood touches your body, your wombs are declared open. Every marital destiny being sat upon by the wicked, as this blood touches you, your marital destinies are open up. Every home that is under the torture and the torment of the wicked, as this blood touches you, the storm is over. The siege is over. In the name of Jesus. Father Lord, I pray tonight that at the instance of this blood, the operations of witches and wizards, of occultic forces, against every destiny, let them come to a final end in the name of Jesus. As this blood comes upon you tonight, every strange thing in your body that you came to this service with, I command their immediate disappearance in the name of Jesus. I decree the God of instant intervention to wade into your affairs this hour, and because the blood is a weapon of instant intervention, receive your own interventions in the name of Jesus. Your career destinies that are being held on, I command their instant release in the name of Jesus. They are released in the name of Jesus. They are released in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name. Can I ask you to do something? Get seated in 1 minute. What exactly are you expecting by the blood of sprinkling tonight? Note it. Write it down. Don't just think it. Don't just wait and watch. Write it down. What exactly are you looking at? There's a growth on your body that must not survive this hour. Right? There's a swelling somewhere that needs to disappear. There is a pain you have carried for years that is still there. As the blood touches you tonight, the end has finally come. Hear the word of this prophet. There is nothing that happened in Egypt when the Passover message was introduced that will not happen in your life right now. Every spell of misfortune is over finally. In the name of Jesus Christ. That's God speaking to you. That's your hour. That's your season. And I want you to please be expectant. Be expectant. Be expectant. The blood covenant is the covering of the saints in the hour of trouble. It's the covering for all the saints in the hour of crisis. So it's your turn to be blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. As the blood touches you, you just begin to prophesy the release of what you have said. And I know that on the spot, we are going to harvest abundance of instant testimonies now. There's a presence here that's so strong. I believe the Holy Ghost is right here. Amen. The Holy Ghost is right here. And you are walking out here with your own miracle in your hand. In the name of Jesus Christ. So let it be. Thank you, Father. Let every desire tonight be delivered. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father Lord. In the name of Jesus. Now we have the choir ministry. You know what you have written. You just place it right there. The blood will be sprinkled on you. And then you start prophesying over your life. Lift up those hands and begin to celebrate your victory. Celebrate your victory by the blood of the Lamb. Celebrate your victory by the blood of the Lamb. The battle over your life is over tonight. Your age-long captivity is over tonight. Lift up those two hands and celebrate Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say with me, because the scriptures cannot be broken, my escape is established. Say it louder, because the scriptures cannot be broken, My escape is established. My escape is established. Because the scriptures cannot be broken. The Passover blood has spoken in my favor. The destroyer will not be able to come to my dwelling. There is a token of exemption on my head. The crisis of this hour will not reach me. This is my hour of opportunity. This is my hour of opportunity. In the name of Jesus, I have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the testimony of scriptures. I have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the testimony of scriptures. I have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the testimony of scriptures. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hear the word of the Lord. He said, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the testimony of the word. Whether you have seen it in your life or in anybody's life, notwithstanding, by the testimony of the word. When the Passover blood came, they escaped the same night. This is the established night of your escape. Amen. And because that blood speaks better things than the blood of Abel, all your sacrifices, they will be speaking back returns in the name of Jesus. As the Lord liveth, the wickedness of the hour will never come near you. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Whatever you have declared in those papers, they are delivered to you as testimonies. Whatever you have written down as a desire, you go home with them as testimonies. By this time tomorrow, your testimony is there for everyone to see. You are returning to this tabernacle with your testimony in the morning. In the name of Jesus. 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 Somebody called me many years ago, highly placed person in the society, and said to me, I read your book on the blood triumph, but this thing called blood of sprinkling, I think there is something wrong about it. You know, don't you ever mock the move of the Spirit. This individual landed in prison at the height of his career. I never said one word. I never said nothing. But it's not my word. It's his word. And he warned them, neither be ye mockers. Lest your bands be made strong. Because I've been doing strange things in your days. You know something? The greatest, the deepest discipline is the word of God. Books will still be written on it 1,000 years to come in Jesus' tarries. What are we writing? New findings. What are we writing? New findings. All the depth, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his way and his paths are past finding out. New findings. It's the largest and the deepest discipline in all the world. Nobody will read anything you are writing if there is nothing new you are finding. So whatever we have found now is still nothing. The generation coming will still find deeper. And then another one coming after them will find deeper. Oh, the depth both of the wisdom and knowledge, how unsearchable are his ways and his past finding out. Stop living in the past. Live in the now. He said, behold, I do a new thing. Shall you not? Now it shall speak for. Shall you not see? I can tell you something. You want to know the secrets of the winning winners. Check the pillars of destiny. That's where our secret is. Those are the pillars that he ruined out for us to stand on, to impart on this generation. And this is one of those mysteries, the mystery of the blood of sprinkling. Ask all the witches in Utah, they will tell you, we believe it. We believe the efficacy of the blood of sprinkling, it tormented us. Ask them. Neither be ye mockers. I won't need to be mentioning names here. It's a dangerous thing to mock the move of the Spirit. This is the Holy Ghost speaking to his church from this apostle. That's the Holy Ghost speaking. Whatever has landed on you tonight, for those who believe it, a seal has come over your life. A seal has come over your family. A seal has come over your business. A seal has come over your career. In the name of Jesus. 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 And every time you come into fellowship, begin to see with the eyes of your spirit the sprinkling of the blood going on spiritually to further set you apart from the rest of the world. There's a spiritual sprinkling that goes on in Zion. According to Hebrews 12, 22-24, there's a sprinkling going on. That's what we go to renew when we go to Zion. We go to renew our insurance covering. So our insurance cover is renewed so we can fly again. Our insurance cover is renewed so we can fly again. May this practical blood of sprinkling of this hour speak undeniable proofs in your life. Right now, most of you have been touched by God in a unique way. The pains have disappeared. The chains and the strains in your body are gone. Tomorrow morning, you'll be able to share your testimonies. Make sure you are in church on time to share your testimonies. Lift up those two hands and prophesy to tomorrow's morning service. Lord, let your presence be magnificent. Let your power be made manifest. Let it be a time we'll never forget. Visit us again as we open up the new month in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Reku shagaradablo klekenediriali tu zazab. We decree that tomorrow's morning service shall be one of a kind, the one we have never seen before. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name, every devil will begin to respect your presence. The blood covering under which you have come tonight will keep speaking your safety, your security, your abundance in the name of Jesus. Therefore, go in peace. Live under this covering forever. Return in the morning of Sunday, celebrating your testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Everyone whose career has been shut down for lack of job, your miracle job is reaching you now. Somebody is getting a miracle job today, Saturday. There will be the deluge of miracle jobs in the coming week. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name. You have come to the camp of winners. The winning grace remains your portion forever. You have identified with the winning army. You will never lose any battle again in your life. I decree today that the blessings of this house remains upon your head and that of your family in the name of Jesus. Sickness and disease shall never have an inroad in your family. In the name of Jesus. From this day, I curse the activities of armed bandits against you and your household and the works of your hand. You shall not lose any of your properties again to robbers in the name of Jesus. When you are on the highway, every devil will clear up the way for you. When you are in your home, no stranger will knock on your door. In the name of Jesus. All the days of this year are declared your days of celebration. They are declared your days of celebration. They are declared your days of celebration. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name.
We believe you've been blessed by these power-packed messages. You can fellowship with us on our weekly services, Sunday, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Wednesday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Faith Tabernacle, Kilometer 10 Idiroko Road, Ota. Or visit our website at www.davidoyedepoministries.org or email info@davidoyedepoministries.org. For counseling and prayers, call 01-77-47-546 or 01-77-47-547 or 01-77-47-548. God bless you.
If you are coming, coming quickly.
I've got a new life. I have a new life in Christ. Oh, I have the fruit of the Spirit.
Oh, yes.
I am abiding, abiding in the vine. I'm abiding, abiding in the vine. Abiding in the vine. Love, joy, faith, help. Yeah.